In Italy, they used to say, who has good flour can make good bread. The bakers of Tasty Bread, recognizing this important fact, use only the most carefully selected flour, flour that is skillfully blended, adequately aged, tested for baking qualities as well as for food value and taste. Insist that you get Tasty, and you can feel sure you are getting the best loaf of bread in town. The Tasty Bread winners, directed by Ben Selvin, Harry DeCosta at the piano, and here they are, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, the Tasty Loafers.
How do you do, everybody? How do you do? Going on is Jones and head of all of you. We're two loafers now, it's said, representing Tasty Bread. How do you do, 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 do. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do, 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 do.
I'm Billy Jones.
I'm Ernie Hare, and we're a silly-looking pair. How do you do, 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 do.
Ernie, I noticed you walked down to the studio this evening. Are you walking to reduce?
Oh, sure, to reduce expenses, Bill.
Oh, well, now that's a good habit to get into, Ernie.
Yeah.
And a lot depends on formation of habits, as you know. For instance, when I was a baby, my mother used to pay a woman to push me around in a carriage.
Yeah.
And I've been pushed from under ever since.
Yeah. Well, after all, Bill, money isn't everything.
Yeah, but everything is nothing without money.
Yeah, but poverty is no disgrace.
And that's all you can say in its favor.
Yes.
The monkey's in the tree, the fish is in the sea.
And in the skies above, all the little birds, what are the useful words when it's time for falling in love? What do the animals do when they want to say I love you?
Why, the horses neigh and they feel that way, the cows of course moo.
Chirp, chirp, the ladybug sighs when their gentlemen friends fly by.
And that's what the animals do when they want to say I love you.
Yes, that's the lion, but when he roars,
he's only sighing for someone he adores.
But the busy bees drone when they want to be left alone.
And that's what the animals do when they want to say I love you. A doggy says, oh, oh, oh.
A pussy says, meow. And when the wise old owl goes, ooh, it's 10 to 1 that he wants to woo.
When an ostrich wants to win, he simply hides his head.
And goldfish can't make love alas,
because he lives in a house of glass.
What do the animals do when they want to say I love you? The frog just croaks when he wants to coax his little froggy loo. Boom, boom, the buffalo stalks when his buffalo galley caught. And that's what the animals do when they want to say I love you. The gay hyena keeps calling too.
His sleeping Lena, the lady kangaroo.
Where the little lamb bleats when his little wolf sheets he meets.
And that's what the animals do when they want to say I love you.
Say, Bill, you were talking to me about reducing. You don't seem to be reducing.
What are you talking about? I only weigh 168 pounds.
Oh, I mean expenses, Bill.
Oh, well.
I notice you have an expensive tie on tonight.
Yeah, it is an expensive tie.
Yeah.
You can spot an expensive tie anytime, can't you?
Oh, yeah, but I use a napkin, Bill.
Oh, is that so? By the way, that must have been a Mohammedan restaurant we had dinner in this evening.
Why? What makes you think so?
On the me and you, it said a la carte.
It wasn't such a good restaurant either, was it?
No, the last was a little tough.
Oh, Bill, let's not talk chop.
All right, have a moment.
This world was blue to me. Now the world seems born anew to me, with lover singing sweetly in my ear. All this you do to me, life presents a different view to me, and all because you said you loved me, dear. Having you here all alone is heaven on earth. Pressing your lips to my own is heaven on earth. And all
the rainbow trail. Words to describe it fail. More like a fairy tale, just heaven on earth. Feeling your tender caress is heaven on earth. Sweetheart, you never can guess how much that is worth. Heaven was far up above, but when I met you, my love, you made it heaven on earth for me. Is heaven on earth? How much that is worth?
That fella sitting right over here, the second one.
Well, what about him?
Well, that's our director, Ben Selvin's cousin.
Is that
He's
so?
A great kidney specialist.
Ben told me he was a butcher, Ernie.
Well, didn't I say kidney specialist?
Oh, that's right. I must tell you what happened in the butcher shop where I deal.
Yeah, tell me.
The boss shouted to his helper. He says, "Hey, Tom, break the bones of Mr. Gilbert's chops and put Mr. Smith's ribs in the basket, will you?" The helper says, "All right, boss, just as soon as I saw Mrs. Murphy's legs off."
Now, listen, will you two loafers put yourselves out of the picture for a minute? I want to introduce our charming guest, and I mean charming, Connie Gates, singing True.
Shall be my endeavor. All I own is yours alone to share, dear. Please handle my heart with care, dear. True, all through the hours, the minutes, the seconds, it's you. And through the starlight, the moonlight that beckons, give me all the love I give to you, and you will always find me true. The day I met you was the starting of it all. I knew we'd both fall in love. I found my one ideal. Life has been so sweet, giving my love completely. True, all through the hours, the minutes, the seconds, it's you. And through the starlight, the moonlight that beckons, give me all the love I give to you, and you will always find me true.
Tasty bread spelled... Tasty bread, spelled T-A-Y.
Hey, Bill, you know, every time I think of the moving picture that we saw last night, I can't help but laugh. It sure was a wow, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'll say it was, Ernie. You remember the part where the fellow came
in? Well, now, listen, you two loafers, if it's as funny as all that, suppose we let our listeners in on it. But first, I want to tell them of one thing that brings happiness into the home, and it's not to laugh at either. I'm referring to delicious, tasty bread, the best loaf of bread in town.
Yeah, and I'm here to say that we saw the best picture in town.
You should have seen it, Lou.
Yeah.
Even you would have laughed out loud.
Well, listen, I haven't time for pictures, loafers. I sit up nights trying to find adjectives that really do justice to the product represented on these broadcasts.
Is that so?
Again, I refer to delicious, tasty bread.
And again, I say you should have seen this picture.
Well, now, look, if it's as funny as you seem to think it is, I'll certainly go and see it. What's it called?
It's called The Confessions of a Plumber.
I saw the picture, too, Mr. Whitten, and gee, it was funny.
Well, I've yet to hear what it's about. Tell me.
Well, Lou, at the beginning, the plumber's mother sends him out for a loaf of tasty bread.
Yes.
And he comes back with a bun.
You see, this plumber couldn't stay away from joints. But he was patriotic. So he drank some spirits of 1776.
Yeah, and the spirits of 76 went to the front. And he came home as big as a barrel.
Yes.
Oh, that pot was swell, wasn't it?
Yeah, his ma sends an SOS to the doctor. And the surgeon says to him, says...
Young man, I must operate. You've been cutting up, and now I'll do a little myself. Which do you prefer, chloroform or cocaine?
And the plumber said, ether will do.
But the doctor gave him laughing gas and he woke up in stitches.
Oh, I thought I'd die.
And the poor guy would have died, too, if it hadn't been for the nurse at the hospital. He fell in love with her, but she couldn't see a plumber, and she says very indignant,
"What I've done for you was merely my duty, but to marry a plumber... never."
And here is the funniest part, Lou. He gets better and leaves the country.
Because he couldn't take it with him. He goes to Turkey and he becomes chief steam fitter in the Sultan's harem and tries to steal the Sultan's favorite.
Yeah, and she repulses Jake the plumber and stabs him near the tent.
Oh, it was funny.
Did he die, Ernie?
Well, we can't tell you, Lou. Well, we were laughing so much we didn't see the finish.
No.
Well, I saw the finish, Mr. Whitten. The Sultan had the most beautiful women walk around him.
And they were just wearing a smile, and when he didn't wake up, the Sultan knew he was dead.
Why, you must have seen the picture.
Oh, no, I didn't, but that's one of the oldest gags I know. Ben, strike up the band, please.
But if you're true, then I'll be true. I'll do anything that you do.